You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is episode 30, and our topic today is Lean Security. Before we get into today's program, I wanted to briefly read through a few of the headlines going on in the world today of security. There are two new dealer programs. AT&T and Zanbu have partnered up for a dealer program that focuses on video to mobile devices, as well as tying in alarm systems and even home automation. There's also a dealer program from Envision dealing with remote video access. You can find both information on both of these programs at securityinfowatch.com/dealers, which is our dealers page. Also in the news this week in the area of Homeland Security, Secretary Chertoff, as the DHS is unveiling grants, he is stressing the threat of IEDs. Now, since 9/11, almost all terrorist attacks have involved IEDs in some form or another, and so Chertoff is stressing that these could well come to America at some point. In the world of IT, computer security, McAfee has purchased Reconyx. The acquisition is giving the company additional data loss prevention functionality, including an learning adaptive type of technology that from Reconyx that can basically learn what data needs to be protected that's in a corporate network. So pretty neat stuff there. And also on our homepage this week, Assistant Editor Joel Griffin reached out to Ted Lotte, Deputy Chief of Security for the Hearst Corporation, to talk about what it's like to secure such a large media company. For those of you who don't know the ins and outs of the media world, the Hearst Corporation owns such brands as ESPN, O, the Oprah Magazine, Cosmopolitan, Redbook, and really so much more. They're diversified in broadcast, broadcast TV, magazines, newspapers like the San Francisco Chronicle and the Houston Chronicle, and of course web media as well. So Ted Lotte talks with our assistant editor Joel Griffin about securing that company and also securing their brand new high-rise. So it's a very interesting article. You can find that on our homepage or go to securityinfowatch.com/executives to find our focus for end-users security. Well, without any further ado, let's jump into today's topic. That is going to be lean security. It's based on an article that appeared in a recent issue of Security Technology and Design. That was the July 2008 issue. The title of the article was Lean Security. After we discuss that, we're going to get into Global Security Operations 2010 and Global Security Integration 2010, two events coming up next week in California.
Well, we're on the phone today with Ray Bernard of Ray Bernard Consulting Services, and we also have with us Derek Wright, Security Manager for Baxter Healthcare Corporation's Cherry Hill facility in New Jersey. And we also have Lynn Matice, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the Security Executive Council, and formerly the Vice President and Chief Security Officer for Boston Scientific. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We brought you all on today because in the recent issue of Security Technology and Design, there was an article titled Lean Security that you all three co-wrote. And I really wanted to get into that because I think it was a pretty unique article and a unique approach to the business of security, which we all know is so important to the executives leading the charge. Lynn, can you step up and explain just a little bit of background about lean security and what it is for our listeners?
Well, lean security is really an evolution that has taken place from the total quality management revolution that was around in the 1980s. Actually gets his roots back into the 1600s with Descartes, who was the French philosopher and mathematician who had created some concepts that have evolved in through time and utilized extensively throughout the total quality management programs. And then after World War II, when MacArthur was handling the restoration of Japan, he brought over some luminaries like Duran, who was one of the gurus in total quality management, and had them assist him in restructuring the Japanese manufacturing programs. That was actually going to be instituted in the United States after World War II, and for a number of reasons, the program fell to the wayside, mainly because the concern was that after World War II, we needed full employment, and manufacturers were kind of the mindset that this would end up eliminating a lot of positions in the manufacturing environment. But what has happened is through the evolution, it's gone through total quality management, just in time, Six Sigma, and now Lean, and it's that constant improvement and evolutionary process where it keeps reinventing itself and refreshing itself so that it doesn't become stale. And people stay committed to finding new and innovative ways to improving the quality of the output and reducing the costs along the way, I think is the best way to sum up the whole process in as short a message as I can, because it's about a 16-week course if you really want to understand it.
So don't expect to learn it all in 10 minutes. Well, yeah. Derek, you've been applying the principles of lean security there at Baxter Healthcare. What are some of the changes that had to come in place to make security lean?
Well, the biggest change is the fact that just an understanding of what lean principles are. And for us here at this particular facility, it was an aspect of business alignment as well. Baxter Corporate totally embraces lean manufacturing and now lean enterprise. And as we were looking at how to further add value to the business and align ourselves with what the business is doing, we found that these principles were in vertical alignment with our vision. And so it was really a perfect fit. And some of the just a change of thought, a continuation of wanting to and needing to add value to the business. And again, some of the principles of lean gives myself and hopefully other security practitioners the how to do that.
So it's about adding value to the business. Now, if your CEO came to you and said, Derek, give me a concrete example of how security is now aligned with the business focus of Baxter, what would you say?
80% of our, for instance, our video. And our video supports our quality initiatives, safety, human resources, as well as security. So about 80% of our video cameras are dedicated to our manufacturing lines, per se. And if there's a need for an investigation or if there's something that's happened where a particular lot needs to be reworked because of what we call a foreign item or vial that was found on a manufacturing line, the current process was that the supervisor or manager would need to come to security. We would first see if we had the video coverage for the particular event, and then go and extract the video and give it to them on some type of media. Right now, some of the supervisors and managers, we bring video right to their desktops, so they can actively monitor some of the lines. We have saved countless number of investigative hours with quality, because if this particular vial or foreign object was not found, then there was a ton of rework that had to be done. In that respect, as far as safety incidents, video has proven over and over again to save countless number of hours for video and security investigations and safety investigations. And now these individual functional group leaders have the capability at their desktops to proactively monitor and sort of look into and circumvent issues prior to them happening. So we have concrete evidence and we have concrete circumstances where this technology, just from a video standpoint, has helped the business.
Lynn, it when you were at, I know we're going to have to let you go here in a little bit. Before you go, were you employing lean security practices at Boston Scientific before you retired?
Well, we were utilizing lean security methodologies throughout the efforts that we were doing in all of the programs at Boston Scientific, similar to what types of programs that Derek was talking about, methodologies that would align themselves with the business, speed the business processes, and help clear the way, validate that only people that were authorized to go into clean rooms were allowed into clean rooms with their specific types of prox cards and so forth, which helped to validate FDA requirements and things along that line. We've also seen through the Security Executive Council and our members a broad range of applications of lean security methodologies and really leveraging the security program to assist other organizations. I know Target, for instance, Brad Brecky, who's the CSO there, has had great success with his retail group utilizing the security program to assist them in understanding the flow of customers and the types of things that the customers stop and are interested in. Then you have a broad range of other activities through things that they've done to support their communities and provide better security in the environment around all of their facilities. So those types of things, aligning with the business and finding better, cheaper, more productive ways to utilize people's time is really the core concept behind it.
It sounds like that a lot of the security executives and chief security officers are starting to grasp this concept. What about the service providers that work with them, systems integrators and so forth? Do they understand this alignment issue?
Well, from my perspective as an end user, I think in the manufacturing environment, manufacturers have a tendency to get this type of a concept probably a little quicker and a little easier. It's a little less esoteric to them because, you know, a lot of this is rooted in process. And, you know, manufacturing is predominantly repetitive processes. It's a little more difficult, we think, for other organizations to grasp some of these concepts and find creative ways to deploy them because it's not quite as clear and easily defined and is easy to find solutions for.
We're going to go ahead and move at this point into a discussion about some upcoming events, the Global Security Operations and Global Security Integration 2010. Ray, can you tell us a little bit about these events? They're going on next week, is that right?
That's right. The Global Security Operations event is for security managers and directors, and that's at RAND Corporate Headquarters in Santa Monica. And then the other event you mentioned is the Global Security Integration event, which is for security integrators and consultants, and that's in Orange County. Both events will have lean security as one of the topics that we're addressing. In fact, Derek and Lynn and myself will be at both of those events. Well, we'll both be at, all three of us, I'm sorry, will be at the Global Security Operations event at RAND, and then Derek and I will be at the event for the integrators and consultants. But the one of the topics that Derek had mentioned about lean is that it's a change in your mindset, a change in the way that you think. And one of the important aspects about the focus of quality for lean that's a very critical aspect and makes it different. Most people think of quality, they think, well, we're just make a product better, and that's, you know, better quality. But as it's defined in lean, quality means more value that is important to the customer. And it has a very, very strong customer focus. And that's been how Toyota, as an example, has leapt ahead of other automotive companies by focusing on that customer value aspect. Because, and it's true of any industry, and security industry as well, that manufacturers get caught up in the designs and the technicalities of what they're doing, and sometimes they drift away from what the customers need. And also, the customers are changing, and that's another critical point. Customers are not static, that they're forever the same. The needs and the desires of customers change as their circumstances change, and that's true in the corporate world as well as anywhere else. And so that's one of the things that we're addressing in the Global Security Operations event. We're addressing two changes, really. One is the corporate changes relating to risk and risk management that have a very, very strong impact on security managers and directors. And then also there are technology changes. And it's from the perspective of lean, you want to focus what you're doing in security on the value that you're providing to your customer, which is in this case your company. And so the focus for technology should be how can it support you in the kind of value that you need to bring to your organization. And so it's not a perspective of we have a collection of technologies like video and access control and so on, and we're going to get the best of those products and install it. What determines the best in any case really means what's going to help your security program the most. How are you going to apply the technologies to make the kind of changes that you need to make in the way that you do security? And so, you know, we've been doing that for over a year now with the Global Security Operations event, very, very highly regarded event, and the results of that are ongoing. Now, we started the Global Security Integration event this year to bring the same kinds of ideas and information and tools to integrators and consultants, because they are the ones that are helping the security practitioners achieve what they want to achieve in terms of the application of technology. And it's extremely important for both integrators and consultants to understand the changes that their customers are going through and how it's not, you know, the same old approach with regard to security technology that we had, you know, 10, 15, or even 5 years ago.
Ray, if I could interject one thing, too, in that concept. I think one of the more esoteric approaches to lean with particularly manufacturers and integrators is that they have never focused on the core drivers for companies, which will add huge value and as part of the lean process helps them meet their requirements and their goals much more effectively. And I say that in the manner of having manufacturers refocus themselves so that they understand the regulatory and the risk environment that their end users are living in, and designing their products to not only meet those requirements but have flexibility to evolve and adjust to the changing risks and the changing regulatory requirement easily. And the same thing with the integrators is there isn't an integrator out there today that understands an end user's business well enough to come in and add the kind of value proposition that they need to, where they tell the end user, we understand your regulatory environment and your risk environment well enough to provide you with an integrated system approach to helping you meet your regulatory requirements effectively and in a cost-effective manner, and at the same time help you manage your risk profile. And if we had companies out there taking that approach, it would not only simplify the end user's life dramatically and streamline their approach to meeting their regulatory requirements and their risk portfolio, but then the manufacturers and the integrators would truly be adding value in the proposition and would contribute dramatically to lean.
And presumably this is some of the stuff that an integrator can learn at the August 20th through 21st event, Global Security Integration 2010 in Costa Mesa, right?
Absolutely, that's correct. That's what our focus is on.
Ray, what can people expect for the format of the Global Security Operations event, which I should mention is coming up on August 18th through 19th in Santa Monica?
It's a two-day event, and the first day addresses security leadership and security management topics regarding the corporate changes and the increased attention and importance of risk and addressing risk in companies today. And that's kind of a preparation for day two, which is the hands-on technology lab, because once you have the perspective of how you want to be addressing risk and how you want to have your security operations running in terms of a risk-oriented practice, then the next thing is how can technologies help you. And so what's very, very different about the hands-on tech lab, very different from ordinary kind of trade show events or technology education events, is we focus on the business cases of the technology and how can you use the technologies to improve your security operations in the way that you need to. And so we have all the systems integrated together, just one brand of access control, one brand of video, and so on. It's not the whole array of manufacturers. It's one complete system set up and integrated, just as you would find in a global security operations center and as you would find deployed at sites. And to take that even further, we have a network specialist in who's worked with network security and security products through his career, who will actually demonstrate, doing a network security scan on security systems, DVRs and access control and so on, because now all these are IP devices that sit on a network. So from an IT department perspective, what kind of actions would the IT department do to scan, verify, and check the security systems that are now on the corporate network, make sure that they're not vulnerable, and if you do find vulnerabilities, how do you address those? On the second day, they're invited to bring in their security technicians and their IT people that support the security systems.
And as Ray was saying, the GSI event will take a similar format to the Global Security Operations 2010 event. Again, on the first day, they will be focused more on business drivers that integrators need to know about for their end-user clients. And the second day, again, we'll also take a technology integration format. For those, again, looking for information, Global Security Operations 2010 is being held in Santa Monica, California, at the headquarters of the RAND Corporation. That's going on from August 18th to August 19th, and you can get more information on GSO 2010 at www.gsoevents.com. Global Security Integration 2010 event picks up on August 20th through the 21st in Costa Mesa, and this has information at www.gsievents.com. Again, big thanks to Ray, Lynn, and Derek for coming on the program to talk about lean security and also about the Global Security Operations 2010 and Global Security Integration 2010 events. If you get a chance and you're out there in California, definitely go check those out. They've been very well received, typically packed house crowds at these events, very high level kind of operation that you can see there. Until next time, stay safe and stay secure.